Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamon Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Hello again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. My name is Kenneth Vanderhorst, and I'm your host here. And this week, my guest is Mariska Bucker. She has called the Bulkley Valley her home for some time now, originally planning a one-year stint. Since that first step, she's continued her work as a journalist, gotten married, and had three children, and recently took on a business adventure, acquiring a camping and RV park in Telqua. Her weekly column in the Interior News, called The Sticky Files, does a great job in helping us see how she ponders keeping it all together with a healthy perspective. Welcome, Mariska, to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
Thank you. That introduction was quite lovely, actually.
Okay.
You're making me sound like I do more than I do, I think.
Oh, well, as I know you, you do a fair bit, and we'll delve into that a little bit. But we're going to start with a simple question. How important is music to you?
Maybe this might not be the most popular opinion, but music maybe isn't that important to me. I do enjoy the silence. I usually listen to all talk radio. I don't play an instrument, you know, the music doesn't beat within my soul or anything like that. Having said all that, I appreciate live music and going to concerts.
Okay.
So all the songs that I've picked today are songs that I have heard live and been to a concert from that band.
Oh, fantastic. So there's a strong connection between your musical selections today and your zest for music insofar as you like participating in it live.
Yeah, I like dancing with other people, singing with other people, and just being part of something.
Tell us then about your first selection that you'd like to take with you, because I'm going to be sending you to a remote cabin for a time of isolation. Somewhere here in the Bulkley Valley, there'll be very limited power, no internet. You've only got seven songs, Mariska. What's your first one?
So the first one is called Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson. And I just love what a redneck woman embodies. It just means I don't really care what you think of me. I am who I am.
Fantastic. Let's listen to this one.
Oh, no. from the redneck girls like me.
Wow, Redneck Woman, that was by Gretchen Wilson. Thanks, Mariska, for sharing that one. You had suggested as we were listening to that, that you might just get up on the table and start some dancing.
It is a good song to dance to and, you know, to cheer some beers with. It's good.
All right. So you like the peppy stuff. Before we get to some more music, tell me about when it was that you first got to the Valley here.
So I moved to the Valley, I'm going to say 13 or 14 years ago now, which sounds crazy to me because I keep saying in my head like, oh, just a couple years ago. And then my husband will remind me that we've been married for 12 years now.
Okay. So it's been a while.
It's been a while. We met here. So
where did you move from?
I moved from the Toronto area.
Oh, so quite a difference between Metro Toronto, or the GTA as it's called over there, and the Bulkley Valley. What was that like then coming out here?
Bit of a shock. I was living downtown Toronto just before I moved out this way.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can't get sushi at midnight if you want it.
No.
But if you bump into somebody at the grocery store, they'll give you a loonie because you forgot yours for the cart.
Yep, that small town feel where, yeah, people are going to look out for each other even if we can't do anything whenever we want or however we want. Mm-hmm. Why was it that you came out to the Valley here?
So I actually came out for a job. And I signed a one-year contract to work at the local radio station here.
I see. Yep.
Not this one. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's no problem at all.
And then I met my husband and just stuck around.
Okay. So you came out to work at the other radio station. Was it called the Moose already at that time?
It was still called the Peak.
It was still called the Peak at that time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe I'm aging myself.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I'm sure a lot of us will be able to recall the time that it was referred to as the Peak. Now, you came out here. It was a bit of a shock and a change, but you came to appreciate living here.
Oh, completely. And now that I'm raising my babies here, I couldn't imagine doing it anywhere else.
No. What is it in particular about the Valley that you like?
The sense of community. Everybody's just so friendly and helpful. And I couldn't imagine, you know, raising my kids in the city and having to worry about stranger danger or anything along those lines.
Yeah, there's a big difference with that kind of thing. This is definitely a great place for a family to be raised here. Okay, so tell me about your second song.
So the second song is called Mud, and it's by the Roadhammers. And I was fortunate enough to hear this song sung by one of the members at a bonfire.
Oh, fantastic.
It was a good time.
I'll bet. Here we go. Mud by the Roadhammers.
Backyard, little boy, big yellow, talking toy. your clothes,
hey.
On your pretty little nose,
hey.
On between your toes,
hey. Hey.
Yeah, always end up in the,
hey.
Yeah, it's good stuff,
hey.
Yeah, my first love,
mud.
Well, that was Mud by the Roadhammers, and watching you and listening to you join into that song, Mariska, you were saying earlier that you heard this song played at a bonfire by the artists themselves.
Just one artist.
Okay.
He was related to somebody who worked at the station that I was working at, and I think he just came out to a bonfire, and he brought his guitar, and he just started strumming along around the fire, around the campfire. It was amazing.
That's really cool, and that was for a station that you were working for in Alberta.
Yeah. So I worked there for about a year and then came back here.
Okay. You are a journalist is how I introduced you. That's included radio. It's included newspaper. Tell me a little bit more about work life.
Work life is sometimes busy, but amazing. I love being able to tell other people's stories. So sitting on the other side of the desk right now is sort of blowing my mind.
Okay. You're on the receiving end of the interview rather than the one delivering it. How does that feel?
It feels very strange, but I have like a new appreciation now for everybody that I interview.
Okay. It's an awesome opportunity when you're doing that kind of work. You meet different kinds of people. You got to listen to an artist play at a bonfire. Where are some of the more interesting interviews or people that you've met along the way in your work life?
I don't even know. Like, there's just been so many crazy people that I've met, and there's been so many good times. It would be hard to sort of narrow down.
Yeah. What got you into journalism? What sparked that?
I've always wanted to be a journalist. I actually wanted to be a meteorologist. I grew
oh, really?
Up watching Susan Hay, and all my Barbies were named Susan Hay and okay. after other journalists.
So you were one of these people watching the weather forecast for more than just the weather. You were watching it, just enjoying the experience of seeing somebody present.
Completely. And then I didn't realize there were so many math and science courses that you needed to become a meteorologist. So I just sort of went to journalism instead.
Okay. So you thought you'd simplify a little bit.
Totally.
All right. Well, tell us about the weather today. This is your big opportunity. Here we are sitting in the rail car, but how does it feel for you this week?
Well, today it's going to be a little bit overcast, high of 19, and the sun should come out later.
And have you seen what's coming down the road this week?
I can't wait for the heat and for summer to officially start.
We are finally getting a heat wave here in the Bulkley Valley coming up. It's
I'm
been
pumped.
A slow start. Yeah. Your work now involves, you're working at the Interior News, and I mentioned the sticky files. Where did you get the idea for that column?
I was sort of forced into it. We got a new editor and he sat down and said, you have to write an opinion column. And the only thing that I had going on in my life at the time, I was just coming off maternity leave. So the only thing I could really think about were my kids. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I'm just going to write about what life is like with my kids and trying to raise my kids here. And I think it's caught on.
It certainly has. I am one of many, I am sure, who follow you regularly in your column. And like I said, you bring a perspective about holding it all together. And I'm not so sure you'd say that you're always holding it together, but you're a very thoughtful parent.
I appreciate that. And I hope that I'm not showing that things are always rosy, because they're not at all.
Nope, that comes through in the column as well. But your thoughtfulness about even those trying times is just encouraging to see happen.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think your kids are really blessed to have you and Devin in their lives. And it's fun following your family along in the column. And I appreciate, too, how every now and then you say, my family members, poor them, they get exposed in the process of you writing. But it's very gracious of all of you to open up your lives the way that you do.
Yeah, they don't really have a choice, so I got to pay the bills.
That's right. And it was an order by the editor, so you're just doing your job.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that brings us now to the third song. And like your last one, the Roadhammers, good Canadian band. You'd met one of them before. Some call them a staple in the Canadian country rock music scene. I noticed your next song by Great Big Sea, Newfoundland and Labrador band, and they are a staple to Canadian music scene as well. So which song of theirs have you picked?
When I'm Up, I Can't Get Down.
All right. And why that song?
I heard it in concert, and it's just one of those songs that you want to dance to. Get up and dance.
All right, here it is.
I am the fountain of affection. I'm the instrument of joy. To keep the good times rolling, I'm the boy. You know the world could be our oyster. You just put your trust in me, 'cause we'll keep the good times rolling.
Wait and see, wait and see. Oh, wait and see. There's excitation, there's sweet disintegration, a few discolorations, then it comes along. Obvious what he chooses, the kisses and the bruises, there ain't nothing he refuses, then it comes along, it comes along. And I am lifted, I am lifted, I am lifted. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground.
He just needs something to find him, something to wind him up. It won't take long to find him when it comes on strong. Lights are spinning, the night's just beginning, and then it comes on strong, it comes on strong. And I am lifted, I am lifted,
I am lifted. When I'm up, I can't get down, can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down, get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. Oh, 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 I can't get down. Oh, no, 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 I can't get down. I am lifted. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. Oh, 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 I can't get down.
Great big C. When I'm up, I can't get down. What a great toe-tapping song, as you called it, Mariska. Thanks for sharing that one with us.
That one was incredible to see live.
Oh, I'll bet. When was that you were at their concert?
I'm going to say at least 10 years ago.
Okay.
But it was one of those concerts that I was working at a radio station. We were promoting the concert, so I had to go. And then I enjoyed it, and it was wonderful.
So was that when you were already working for this radio station?
No, this was still in Alberta.
Okay, back in your pre-Bulkley Valley days.
I don't think Great Big Sea has come to Smithers yet.
No,
we should get them, though.
We would do well to get them out here. Maybe that'll happen. Our sponsor this week that is getting a shout-out is the Babine Animal Hospital. You can find those folks at 4124 Railway Avenue right here in Smithers. I know that they do a great job. I've got an appointment for my new little kitten coming up this week, so I'm looking forward to the good work that they do there. So thanks, Babine Animal Hospital, also for supporting CICK Radio. Well, Mariska, you've been involved in journalism, and we've taken note of that here through your newspaper column, through the work that you've done on radio. But you and your partner, your husband, you now have a new business venture. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so we just recently bought the old Fort Telqua campground in Telqua, and we've changed the name. We had to change the name, so it's now called Harmony Ridge.
Harmony Ridge. Where did that name get inspired from?
It was actually the family name of my cottage growing up.
Oh.
But it kind of works here because we are on a ridge.
Right.
There's
it's up on that
beautiful riverfront property there. And it's got a beautiful beach down below where my kids have already very much enjoyed dipping their toes in.
Okay. So you've already moved in there?
We're not moved in.
Oh, okay.
Per se.
It's your playland at this point.
Correct. Yes.
Playland maybe for the kids, but for you and Devin, it I'm sure is a big thing to swallow. So how's that going?
It's going. It's a work in progress, and we've been spending a lot of time cleaning it up and getting it ready, and we're just starting to welcome our first few campers, which we're really excited about, and we've had a lot of great positive feedback.
Oh, great. So there's already been some guests staying, so mm-hmm. the word is going to get out that it's available again, and I'm guessing that a lot of those folks that come and stay are traveling through.
Yeah, which is also really cool because you get to talk to so many different people and see where they're going and where they're coming from. And it's been a lot of Americans traveling through to Alaska.
Right.
So getting to hear about their adventures and why and where has been so much fun.
Nice. And then watching them take a good look at our valley here. And for some of them, maybe they've passed through before, maybe not. Gives you their perspective on things here, too.
Yeah, and a new appreciation. You know, they say, look at this mountain. And mm-hmm. then you look at it and you're like, oh, yeah, that's my backyard.
It is, yeah. It's so easy to forget what an amazingly beautiful place we have here. And it sounds like your kids are welcoming the adventure into the RV park as well.
Well, we love camping. So
okay.
if they get to camp all day long, then they're in heaven.
Okay. And, yeah, what inspired you folks to take that on? It's a big project, I'm sure.
It is a big project, and we were looking for a new adventure and a new project, so we thought, why not? Let's just do it.
Well, you must have a great deal of energy between the five of you, and what a perfect set of owners then to take on that venture for us here in the Valley.
I hope it's a good fit.
Okay, well, we'll watch with bated breath to see how it goes, and it's just fantastic to have that facility again available to people traveling through. And I suppose you'll have some people who are local stopping by and spending time there as well.
Yeah, I hope so. We haven't had anybody yet, but we're open to that.
Okay, so you're keeping a log and a guest book as you go along the way.
Yes, that's a good idea, actually.
Oh, okay.
I should get a guest book.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, this brings us to the fourth selection that you're going to share with us. And which one is that?
This is Incubus Dig. And they are incredible live. If you ever have the opportunity to see Incubus, I highly recommend it.
Okay, so Incubus, Dig, let's enjoy that one.
We all have a weakness. Some of ours are easy to identify. Me in the eye and ask for forgiveness, or make a pact to never speak that word again. Yes, you are my friend. We all have something that digs at us. At least we dig each other. Sing this.
Well, that was Dig by Incubus. Thanks again, Mariska, for sharing that fourth selection. Music is something you enjoy, but it's not your only passion or your deepest passion. So tell us, what do you do for a good time?
That's a great question. Right now, I am in the depths of motherhood with my three young girls. That to have any other passion that's not one of their passions, I don't have time for that.
Okay, so your passions have become your kids, or I should say your kids' passions, and your passion for your kids is now your passion. So,
and I'm also a taxi driver. I just drive them back and forth to activities and play dates. So I'm just an organizer and a taxi driver at this point.
It is a really busy life for you.
It is, but it's great. And I like to be busy, so it's okay.
Okay. And I know because your husband works out in camp a lot, what that means is you're often going solo in your taxi driving, in your guiding the kids, raising them up. And we read about that a bit in the Sticky Files. But yeah, how does that feel?
It's a challenge, but I've only ever known this. He's worked in camp the entire time that we've had children. So I don't know any other way of life.
Any other way of doing it?
No. This All is right. what we do.
And you have the energy and the aptitude and the passion for it. What surprises you about your kids that when you think back to maybe when you were their age, that's different about being a kid today?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think our kids have it maybe easier nowadays. I say that very cautiously because maybe my mom will laugh at that because maybe she just did everything for us and I don't know. But I definitely feel like I do too much for them. Maybe I need to give them some more independence.
Well, they're still pretty little, and so you're growing into what that looks like. And, of course, they're happy to just follow their mom's lead. Maybe that's just something that gets learned along the way. You were saying earlier, too, that the music that you listen to in the taxi, in the car, is often your kids' music. What are they like to listen to?
Right now, my oldest, who's 9, is into Taylor Swift.
Oh,
so
wow.
We listen to that all the time. And then it's nursery rhymes and kids' bop constantly. So I do get to hear the hits. They're just sung by kids now.
Oh, I see. All right. So your way of keeping up with the hit world is through the genre of kids' music.
And that's okay. There's no swear words. It's all clean. So
it keeps it pretty simple then.
Yeah.
I also know that you've got, you're originally from Ontario, so your folks live back there. You're the only one in your family out this way.
That's correct.
Yeah. What's that like having them at a distance and being a young mom?
I have a great mother-in-law who helps take care of my kids. So that's a huge plus, is to have family support, even if it's my husband's family. Mm-hmm. And I go back every year for a couple of weeks. And that's truly the only time I feel like I get a vacation, because then my mom is doing the laundry. She's doing the cooking and the cleaning and the watching of the kids. And I can actually put my feet up for 10 minutes.
Now, when you go back then you go out to Ontario and you bring your three kids along.
Yes.
That's quite a trip.
It is a trip, and my mom knows to have a cold beer waiting for me when I get there.
Because when you fly from Smithers all the way out to Toronto, you got to make that change in Vancouver. If it was one flight, it'd be one thing, but that connection, that's hard with kids.
Yeah, but again, my kids have done it all their lives, so we kind of have a routine, a system, and we just go.
So you've got your way of doing things, and it seems to work out for the traveling.
Sometimes, mostly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, on a night that your mother-in-law is watching the kids and you and Devin get to go out, or you get to go out on your own, what does that look like?
If my mother-in-law is watching the kids, then I'm usually working.
Ah, I see.
So if I do get, you know, time to myself, I will catch up on work. Mm-hmm. But Devin and I are trying to rekindle our love of golf again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you've got some few rounds in this year already?
One. But trust me, that's a far stretch. So
okay, so that round of golf felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, it must be a lot of work to line it all up between his work schedule, yours, and then the kids, and then finding somebody to look out for them and take care of them. Getting in a round of golf must be quite a luxury.
Yeah, it is a luxury, but one that we're coming to appreciate.
All right. Well, let's roll along and let's head now into our fifth song. Tell us a little bit about that one and why you're picking it.
So Ill Scarlet is from Ontario, and I've seen them a couple of times play around the college that I went to. They were usually very inexpensive concerts, and that's why we went. And they actually put on a great show.
All right. And they are they're referred to as a party song, rock and roll, reggae kind of a band out of Clarkson, Ontario.
Hey, everybody, we're going not punk and dub. Know that all I want is what I got. Nothing else I require. Nothing else here that I need. Where there's smoke don't mean there's fire. Cause smoke here smells like weed. And I say, all I want's for all the world to go away. As lately
by Ill Scarlet. Another selection today that's by a Canadian artist. I really appreciate the Canadian content that you're bringing us to today, Mariska.
I think I picked all party songs too, so hopefully this airs when people can have a party.
Well, it airs Saturdays at 3 o'clock typically, but what's nice about CICK Radio is that we have these available for people to listen to at any point, so it's a nice combination. Hopefully,
it's 5 people, o'clock somewhere.
It's yeah, there you go. Well, Mariska, you're a family person. You're a journalist. You have a love and a passion for living in this part of the world, in this valley. You appreciate small town living, but not all things are always the way we want them to be. So, what are things that maybe you would like to change about your world, about this world?
I think there's a couple of things. The first is I would just wish everybody had more kindness. I think kindness can go so far in understanding people and in everything. I'm trying to teach my kids to look out for each other and to be kind.
What is it that makes it hard for us to be kind? Or what's the reluctance or the barriers that are in the way, you think, in our world?
I think it's lack of understanding. People don't get each other. And I think if we talked more and we actually looked each other in the eyes, I think that would go a long way.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. And I think one of the joys of living in this valley is the diversity of people and the opportunities that we get to appreciate others and maybe their differences and stuff like that. And so taking time to do that can create that kind of kindness. What's the barrier to that? What is it that makes it hard for us to make the time to do those kind of things?
I think we're too busy. We live in this hustle culture where we always want to keep getting bigger, make more money, and just keep being busier. And we've put that on a pedestal. And I think that we need to slow down and enjoy life a little bit more and just look out for each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we fill our lives up pretty quickly. And then things like just checking in with other people and being kind can go out the window way too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the more interesting people that you've met and that you've come to appreciate when you have taken that time to do so?
I think it's just the everyday people. You know, the people who are just trying to, you know, get through life and trying to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between small town people and big town or city people?
I think at the heart of it, no. But I think in the busy life, then yeah, people just get clumped together. And I think that's also another issue, is that we can't separate, you know, people from their places and mm-hmm. just individual people.
Yeah, it's all too easy to get stuck into a certain mode because of the environment that we might be in.
Totally.
Yeah. And when you've worked with people in the journalistic world, in media and stuff like that, have you noticed a shift? You've been at it for over a decade in that industry. Is there a change in the way people encounter each other or approach each other?
I think so. People are more cautious. People are afraid to talk, I think. And I think during the pandemic, too, everybody just sort of pulled back. And I think we need to get back out there.
All right. We've ended up putting ourselves into some silos, and it's going to take some effort to get out of those. And as you say, sometimes there's some fear at play where people are scared to put themselves out there in a culture that's pretty quick to pass things on.
Yep. And I think people are way too quick to judge.
I've appreciated the time that we've been spending together here because it gives me a chance to get to know you and your family some more, and gets me a bit of a perspective on some of the music that you like. And it seems like you enjoy the music that gives us an opportunity to get on our feet and to celebrate the gift of life.
And the next song that I've chosen, it actually slows things down a little bit. So the Moffitts were the first band that I ever saw live, my first concert.
Oh, really? Okay.
And actually, my dad took me. He pulled my sister and I out of school early, and we went to go see the Moffitts. And the song, I Miss You Like Crazy, I think is just a good tune to slow down.
I used to call you my girl. I used to call you my friend. I used to call you the love that I never had. When I think of you, I don't know what to do. When will I see you again? I miss you like crazy, even more than words can say. I miss you like crazy, every minute of every day. Girl, I'm so down when your love's not around. I miss you. Can't you see how I feel? Can't you see that my pain's so real? When I think of you, I don't know what to do. When will I see you again? I miss you like crazy, even more than words can say.
Miss You Like Crazy by the Moffats, Vancouver-based band. Well, that song may serve us very well now as a segue, Mariska, into this reality that I'm going to send you away to an isolated cabin at some point to spend a season there on your own. But before we talk more about that, what if you were to move away from this valley, what would you find yourself missing the most?
The people, for sure. Everybody here is just so friendly and so nice.
That would be hard for you to let go of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else about this valley that stands out that you think, oh man, I'm not so sure I'd want to be living without that?
I love the farmer's market and all the local food you can get.
Yeah, we are certainly blessed in this part of the world at this time of year in the summer months when we can just go there and eat the local stuff. I'll probably be nice about letting you take some of the local food along with you to an isolated cabin. Now, that means you're going to be spending a season at a cabin all by yourself. Is there a particular mountain range you want to look at while you're at this cabin?
When I wake up in the morning, I currently look at the ski hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would like to continue to do that.
That would be kind of your centering, your sense of home. Even though you're isolated, you're still near that. So we can make that arrangement, I'm sure. And in addition to the seven songs that you get to take with you on a very small device that only holds those seven songs, I am able to fit one other download. And what would that be? A movie, a book, or whatever?
It would be live news.
Live news, okay.
Even if I'm isolated, I need to know what's going out in the world and what's happening. I can't be totally isolated.
All right. Well, that might be stretching the rules a little bit, but you've been so cooperative today, and I've loved your music, so I think I'm going to put a special app on this very rudimentary device that will still let you listen to some live news so that you don't feel so totally cut off from being in this valley.
That's very kind of you.
All right. Well, that brings us to our eighth song, Mariska, and what song is that?
Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey.
All right, and why that song?
It's just my all-time favorite song.
Okay, Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-down, yeah. Do-do-do-down, yeah.
Well, Mariska, that was your seventh and your last song to take with you to your isolated cabin, and what a perfect song to take along as you have to face some time of isolation, being on your own and savoring those relationships. So before I send you away, what luxury item are you going to take with you so that the isolated cabin isn't quite as difficult as maybe it would otherwise be?
If I could, I would love to take a massaging chair.
A massaging chair.
I don't
okay.
own one. All right. I've always dreamt of having one.
All right. So if you're going to be stuck in isolation, why not take one of those along with you?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So a massage chair to take with you. These seven songs, you're going to have a live news app on your rudimentary device, and you're going to be in an isolated cabin looking at the Hudson Bay Mountain, in particular those ski runs.
Yeah, I think this actually all sounds really ideal.
Okay, so maybe it's a bit of a break, not just a time of difficulty.
No, I think it would be a good breather.
All right. Well, Mariska, thank you so much for being with us here on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
Thanks for having me.
Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Thank you for joining with us in this radio broadcast, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and people you see all around you here in our Buckley Valley.
And if it's all
Hi, Ken with some extra time here at the end of this edition of Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. I received a little bit of feedback about the podcast radio show, and it came on Facebook, and it has to do with the land acknowledgement that we do here at CICK Radio. So let me just share that feedback. Jana writes, I think the idea of using music to evince the answers to questions why is an intriguing one. However, your calling it the home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation immediately isolates the rest of us who live here on their own homeland, not claiming the entire territory is theirs, but more than willing to have their own piece of paradise within a vast area shared by all. This is the Bulkley Valley, enjoyed by all who enter the boundaries. If this is an Indigenous airing, then the scope of interest in your broadcast changes. If, symbolically, people wish to refer to this region as Wet'suwet'en, welcome to that. Reality is that we live in the Bulkley Valley, shaped, driven, and shared by the ideals of all that have made it what it is today. Well, thank you for your feedback, Jana, and as I wrote back to you on Facebook, the land acknowledgement that we use here at CICK Radio, it's not meant to be exclusive in the sense that if the station said home of the Smithers Steelhead hockey team, it would not be intended to say that it's not home to other athletic clubs that are Smithers-based, but rather, the acknowledgement seeks to honor the people group that first inhabited the area and with whom others now share the land, even as we await final treaty. Now, final treaty is mandated by the law of the land. That goes all the way back to the Royal Proclamation of 1763. I know these things get awfully complicated, but I do trust that by having a treaty one day in this part of Turtle Island, as it's called, this country of Canada, that will get the legal recognition and equitable status to all the inhabitants of the area. In that spirit, I'd like to share one more song as a bonus to this episode, and it's by a fellow named Jonathan Miracle. He's the founder and singer-songwriter of Broken Walls, an Indigenous band based in Tyendinaga, Mohawk Territory in Ontario. Now, Jonathan, his band is made up of three others, fellow named Chris DeLorenzi from Thunder Bay and Bill Pagaram of Palmer, Alaska. And what's nice is that they come from different parts of this continent. And yet their songs, as they share them, they share the cultural roots of the First Nations people here of North America. They've released 8 albums total. Jonathan released a Christmas flute album called Christmas on Turtle Island. It won an instrumental album and flute album of the year with the People's Choice Music Awards. Many of their albums and work is available on Livestream and can be found on YouTube. So here is one of their signature songs called Broken Walls, and we'll conclude today's episode with this.
Yeah, hey, hi, 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 oh. Yeah, hey, hi, 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 hi. fresh love. See those around you through different eyes. I'm pouring out my love over all of you, my people. By the heart of the Father, you will know unity. Broken walls that are smashed by love. Broken walls that'll never stand. They're coming down by hands of love, by the love of God in the hearts of men. Let his arms wrap around you, and true repentance fill your heart. Recognize the deeds of the days that have gone by, and you will know forgiveness from the people of this land. Broken walls that are smashed by love. Broken walls that'll never stand. They're coming down. Love, by the love of God in the hearts of men.